Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast to you from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, to great radio stations all across the country on the Genesis Communications Network. GCN Live is their website. We're also broadcasting on select Salem Media Group stations in some of the biggest markets in America. And just for good measure, we have some of the leading independent stations in the country dropped in for good measure. We're also broadcasting and streaming live on the internet at GCNlive.com and my website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, as well as up on the Westwood One satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks to the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, getting the job done, as well as our FedEx and UPS drivers. Not to forget about our bulk mail haulers, and they do a great job getting the mail where it needs to go. And our suicide jockeys hauling the petroleum products that we need so we can drive and do what we need to do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch radio show page. You also can find us on MeWe, on Gab, on Getter, on Truth Social. We're on Twitter as at Captain's America. Our podcast is available at the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. We also have it up on our flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer. And you can also find it on Amazon Music, Spotify, Player FM, Radio Iguana in India, Radio Boom Play in Africa, Google, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and Apple podcasts as well. So there you go. Many different ways to hear us, and we did that on purpose so nobody could say, I can't get your podcast. Well, no, you can. Okay, let's start out with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hello, Captain. Hello, everybody.
All righty, and let's go up here to Denise Simon, and she's with us from the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. If you have it, go over and check that out, as well as her website, founderscode.com. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yep, and the crew is alive and well, 80 degrees, partly cloudy. Going to be another great day in the neighborhood, and you probably heard me say, or maybe you didn't, but the water temperature down in Key West tonight is 101 degrees.
That's a little warm.
Yep, the sauna's working. They don't even need to get in it. They just jump in the lake, jump in the water down there. Okay, time for the pledge. You guys ready?
Yep.
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance, to the flag, of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Denise, pick up where you left off. We got a lot to talk about. And, of course, Donald Trump charged with some more charges and a couple of other people, too, that worked at Mar-a-Lago.
Well, not only that, but there was a grand jury session yesterday, too. So let's let's also necessarily understand that the matter of Georgia is not over with by a long stretch. So this is where we are, and they're not going to stop with Trump. They're just not going to.
Nope.
Now, I understand, what is it that everybody says, nobody is above the law? Well, we found out on the Hunter Biden thing that essentially they tried to package it that he was above the law.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not in a good place. I would say that the risk here, it really just comes down to this Department of Justice. I don't know how else to put it. We're going to get what's going to happen is voters out here are just going to get real sick of all of this. They're going to be disgusted. It's going to split the country even more, if that's even possible. And I don't even know what it's going to do in the debates. And the debates are on the Republican debates, I think, are what, less than a month away.
Right.
A couple of weeks. So this is ugly, ladies and gentlemen. It's about as ugly as it can get.
Okay. Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Good morning, Denise. Certainly, you mentioned before about the idea of squeezing this other indicted individual now, evidently someone who ran the maintenance there at Mar-a-Lago. I'm wondering if they have the same kind of legal representation or of any kind at all, or if they might have been interviewed early on, and this is how they were able to start piecing these things together.
Well, the other fellow whose name is hard for me to pronounce at Mar-a-Lago, who was one of Trump's aides, he had a terrible time finding a lawyer to represent him. I think it took him almost a month, and I'm not even sure that lawyer is really experienced in that kind of thing. So I think the maintenance guy is going to have the same problem.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience over on Facebook. And Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
America Third Watch. Be sure to check out. This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thank you very much, Kyle. This portion of the program, our conversation with Denise Simon, is brought to you by Geico Insurance. Geico, of course, is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And Geico has been serving the country for over 85 years. Currently, they happen to be the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 27 million drivers. Now, here's the deal. You got a car, you got a truck you're driving. You're paying whatever the rate is for your insurance. You can go to their website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and type in your information and get a rate quote right there from Geico on what you're driving, and you'll be able to see if they can save you any money. If they can, then you can go from there and get the name and information for the agent that you would go see, or you can do it all right there on the web. Whatever you want to do, it's your call. So you start out by going to Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Find out what they're going to charge you for your vehicle, for the insurance. Then if you have, maybe you got a motorcycle or an ATV, a boat, or even an RV, you can bundle that along with your car or your truck, and you can save more money on your car insurance right then and there because you bundled that. But here's where the rubber meets the road. When you decide to add your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance into the mix, you'll save a big chunk of money off your automobile insurance. And that's what a lot of people do. They put it all there, one place, and you save money. So there you go. So Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com is the place to go. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Find out what they can do for you, and all you got to save is money. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And, of course, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, as well as the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again.
Good morning.
All right, and Kyle, take it away.
All right, good morning again, Denise.
We have a couple of questions, and they're going to. Some of this is going to center mostly around China, or some aspect of China. But let's start with the Prime Minister of Italy, Meloni, I believe, coming just yesterday on Thursday, meeting with Joe Biden. And of course, if I'm not mistaken, Italy is the only G7 nation that's part of this Belt and Road Initiative. So I guess my question to you is, how does this affect our relations with them? And also, could China actually end up being in charge of infrastructure or other technologies in Italy as a result of all this?
Yes, they could. Italy has been in a very tough economic situation for quite some time. And it really all started with the war in Syria, as crazy as that sounds. Because of all the migrants that were coming across the Mediterranean. And then during COVID, you remember thousands and thousands and thousands of Italians died because of COVID because they did not have the medical infrastructure. And in fact, the economy is so bad in Italy that there are towns in Italy that are really almost kind of up for sale. What they're saying is they will loan anybody money to come over to, you know, various towns, especially in northern Italy, and buy homes and redo them. And you get paid kind of to do that. And they're making it attractive for like the next 10 years. They're trying so hard to revive everything. So Meloni is compromised. I mean, on paper, she may look kind of good, but she's really not. She's not where we need her to be. So she fits right in with the whole Biden operation and China, because they're desperate. When countries get into economic desperation, China steps in. And China certainly topped the discussions yesterday with Biden, not that Biden knew what he was talking about, but, you know, it was still certainly part of the discussion, but climate change was too. Mm-hmm. And she went on about climate change saying that, hey, we need to do something about climate change because all the fires, the forest fires and whatnot. So, She's good. You know, Biden thanked her for, you know, her support for the war in Ukraine and support for Ukraine. What kind of support Italy's given, I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't see any of these world leaders doing anything that's necessarily good for anything, personally. She's one of them.
Well, also, regarding China, it looks like U.S. intelligence is reporting that China likely is giving tech supplies to the Russian military. Now, is this an in-run around any the sanctions that might be in place against Russia?
Well, they have been doing it for a long time. I asked almost a year ago, and I got kind of a wink and nod because the person I was asking is in Congress on certain committees. Really can't tell me these kind of things, so it was kind of like blink once for yes and twice for no. Do we have U.S. experts, military experts in Ukraine, like we have in any military conflict, that look at the leftover remnants of ordnance, and are we tracking serial numbers and labels and all those kinds of things to see what was made where? North Korea, China, or Iran? So I got, you know, blink once for yes and twice for no. I got one blink very often.
Uh-huh. All right, we've got a caller on the line. I'm going to take the caller. Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, I wonder if Denise had seen where England is now building a couple of new nuclear submarines that are supposed to be pretty technically advanced and stealthy, and it seems to be good. They're starting to take an interest in the, I see where they're starting to beefing up their nuclear deterrent stuff. And France also has their nukes, too. So I think that Europe is starting to wake up a little bit as to their own, taking their own part of their own defense and stuff. And the other thing I saw was I read Denise's article on Hunter Biden and the Mann Act. And it seems like they've got some more ammo to charge him with other further crimes anyway. So anyway, right, that's it, Cap.
All right, go ahead, Denise.
Well, yes. I mean, Europe, European countries, I think Poland is kind of leading the charge. Certainly Germany's way behind. France is kind of where they need to be going, at least. They get some traction. But, you know, pray for peace and prepare for war. In European countries, we're not prepared for war. And I think they've taken a long look at preparing for war. Not that they want war, but you know, being prepared is a deterrent. As far as the Mann Act, a lot of people don't know what the Mann Act is. It's M-A-N-N. And the Mann Act is an old law. It's a very old law. But it is a law that says you cannot transport women, people, across state lines for the sake of prostitution, for the sake of, it's really human trafficking. And obviously Hunter is in violation of the Mann Act because he was flying these women all over the place. He was paying, sending them tickets, paying for their tickets, paying for their hotels and the return flights. Now, we still have, we heard in this case with Hunter that he's still under investigation for violations of the FARA, Federal Agents Registration Act. He's a foreign agent. I don't care what anybody says. But nobody's mentioned the Mann Act, and that should be on the table, too. Comer, by the way, came out late yesterday, and in, I would say, kind of slick terms, he was suggesting that he has financial records now of a couple of foreign banks and offshore accounts.
All righty. Here comes the music. I have to let you go. We'll talk to you tonight on the Weekend Edition. To be continued. Have a great day.
Thank you, you too.
Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Kyle, hang on, folks. We'll be right back with the military and veterans news segment.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. No decisions are expected today from that grand jury investigation into former President Trump's effort to overturn the 2020 presidential election. An official at the federal courthouse in Washington, D.C. told reporters Thursday that no indictments had been returned and that none were expected. This after Trump confirmed his lawyers had a productive meeting with the Justice Department Thursday morning. Federal lawmakers gathering with some parents of the Parkland, Florida school tragedy to introduce two bills with school safety in mind.
We're here today to honor Alyssa, Alex, and Gina and turn their memory and the pain their families and friends carry every day into action, announcing two bipartisan common sense pieces of legislation.
Congressman Josh Gottheimer explains Alyssa's act would make sure there's a school resource officer on every school campus nationwide. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is the captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Well, we had Bo in here yesterday, Bo Browning, who will be leaving National Aviation Academy in a few days. He'll be starting his new job with the Federal Aviation Administration, and we wished him well and gave him a great send-off. Went and had breakfast yesterday afterwards over at our little watering hole here by the radio station, and some of you know where that is, but to the rest of you, it's a top-secret location. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, it is what it is, and we're going to miss Bo, but he and I will still see each other because he's going to be working right around the corner from where I'm at. The FAA office is not very far away, and we'll still get together for breakfast every now and then, or maybe even a brunch or a lunch. Never know. But this portion of the program brought to you, of course, by National Aviation Academy. Find out more about them by going to their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Once again, naa.edu. go over there, take a look at their program, how you can become an aviation maintenance technician. And by the way, if you're coming out of the service and you've got some experience with aircraft, they want to talk to you because they've got a hurry up and get there type program. You can get your certification and get your federal, your FAA license to work on the aircraft faster than the average Joe, so to speak, because of your previous military experience. And you'll be out there making a six-figure salary before you know it. Because they love the military, and they love to work with them, the aircraft companies working on the commercial aircraft that's out there. So, NAA.edu, NAA.edu, the website. And if you want to give them a call, you can give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And then ask to take the tour at one of their two campus locations, the first one being in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard, the second one being up in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston, Massachusetts. So there you go. All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, not to be outdone by things, but we have a major offensive going on now in the Ukraine because it appears that Kiev's goal is to reach the Sea of Azov, severing Moscow's land bridge to occupied Crimea, which is a key conduit for moving Russian troops, equipment, and supplies into the Ukraine. So they would cut their supply route, their main supply route. And that's important if they're able to do that. Now, I also know that the Ukrainians are making their DIY drones as fast as they can at different locations in the Ukraine. And for the amazing low sum of about $400 to make one of those drones, they've been routinely taking out Russian tanks that run about $1 million each. So I think the cost ratio is very good on the Ukrainian part, but they've gotten very good at taking out the Russian tanks with those drones.
Well, and taking out Russian tanks on a budget, I mean, that's really spectacular.
Yeah, I think that's the understatement of the year, and yeah, you're right.
Well, we're very glad they're able to do such a thing. You know, Captain, I did find this story. It looks like after some investigation, some 56 meritorious Bronze Stars were awarded last Monday to members of military police in the Army. This goes back mostly through the Vietnam era.
That's correct.
And they're finding out that some of these soldiers missed out on some of the honors that they were entitled to. So I'm sure some of these would be posthumous, but certainly 56 different people are now getting the recognition that they really deserved for some of their service that they rendered.
Well, they were the military police that served in Vietnam, and they had a little different mission than did the grunt, and they laid it all out on the line for some of the things that they had to do, because a lot of them basically were armed with a sidearm when they would run into the bad guys. And, you know, you can't do a whole heck of a lot with a sidearm except duck and then hope you can hit what you're aiming at, that you're given a target to do so. And a lot of military policemen were wounded. A lot of them were killed. And, of course, a lot of them did get those military awards that they were not able to receive because they didn't somebody somewhere along the line didn't fill the right paperwork out. They didn't dot the I's and cross the T's, but they got it straightened around now, and you are right. I did see that article.
Yes, and that's a good story to be able to report, absolutely.
Yeah, and Elizabeth Warren, not to be outdone, wants answers from defense contractors about their lobbying efforts to restore a tax credit that partially expired last year, which gives them the ability to be able to write off some taxes on some of the parts and pieces that they do on some of the projects that they have to bid on for the government. And, you know, a dollar is a dollar, and if you can save a buck to make a buck, I suppose that's a good thing, right?
Well, certainly, especially in this day and age.
Now, Congress may stymie an Air Force plan to start retiring the F-15Es. The service aims to save $2.9 billion by getting rid of 119 fighter jets. They all happen to be F-15Es. Not sure how that's going to work, but there are some that don't want it to happen.
Well, yes, and certainly with the newer generation fighters that are out there, you know, but they also take a long time to make. They're expensive and so forth. And if the F-15s, the Eagles, if they're still serviceable and if they still can fill a specific mission requirement, then I can't see why they would get rid of them at this point, other than perhaps the airframes are getting much older now.
Now, an Al-Qaeda recruiter who recruited people to join Al-Qaeda and was in the upper echelon of the Al-Qaeda organization, whose name is Ali Hamza al-Bahlul, is the only convict serving a life sentence at Guantanamo Bay right now. And lawyers have repeatedly tried to appeal his case six different times. And once again, the court rejected any new sentencing for this person.
Very interesting indeed. Well, of course, recruiting people to kill Americans or kill innocent civilians, that's pretty heavy duty.
That's what it was. And, of course, you know we're in Africa. We're there fighting the Taliban, or not Taliban, the Al-Qaeda and the ISIS people that are there that went to Africa to live to fight another day. U.S. Special Forces right now are training troops in Western Africa to fight the main terrorist organization in the region, which is Al-Shabaab. And in an NBC News exclusive, correspondent Courtney Cuby reported from inside the training mission in Niger. And I happened to see some of that. It was on Fox, and I happened to see Fox's reporting of the NBC story. But Africa is a very tough neck of the woods right now, because that's where the bad guys went to get out of the Middle East, and they're alive and well and live to fight another day.
And that's why we have to be vigilant, because the next attack could be planned, you know, right now, basically, or in the planning stages or whatever it is that they might want to try to do.
Now, the Coast Guard doesn't make the news a lot unless they're doing a drug bust or whatnot, and this is one of those things that in a news release, the Coast Guard says it had permanently relieved Captain Matthew Bauer, a commander in North Carolina, of his command. And I have no idea what he did, doesn't say, but unfortunately the captain is going to be probably retired from the Coast Guard, is what's going to happen next. All right, I hear the music. That means we're going to come back with our business news. We got plenty of it to talk about. Chris Markowski's out and about doing something. He'll be back on Monday. But we got plenty to talk about with you, so don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch will be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Yeah, buddy, and this portion of the program, our conversation about the economy and stocks and all that sort of stuff, although it'll be more about the economy, and we're going to talk a little bit about Joe Biden and Bidenomics. You'll normally hear Chris Markowski during this time slot, but the reason you're not hearing him is because he's off doing something pertaining to his business. He's at a conference somewhere. He'll tell you all about it next week when he comes back on Monday. But this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Acura. And you can find out more about them by going to their website, mossacura.com. Now, remember, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain, the technology, the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that makes this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, comes with a 345-horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature comforts like quilted leather seats and front seat massagers. And I mean to tell you, you want to talk about fantastic and luxurious? That's it. Now, don't forget, Moss Acura is the home of the You Serve, You Save program, same as the Nissan dealers, because if you're active duty military, if you're a veteran, if you're a first responder, active or retired, whether you're EMS, firefighter, or police, or if you're a church pastor, active or retired, you get a great deal offered to you on a new or a pre-owned vehicle, whichever you're interested in buying. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan. Yep, that's right. Moss Acura is next door to Moss Nissan on North Florida Avenue here in Tampa. Plus, you can find out more about them by going to their website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. It'll open the door wide open for you. Okay, let's bring Kyle Warren into the picture here. Kyle, Bidenomics, doing a great job, right? Working real fine, right? Especially for you.
Oh, yeah. You know, no complaints here, Captain.
Well, you know, here's the funny thing. A whole bunch of people agree with you and agree with me when I tell you that Bidenomics has made things worse. And Joe Biden's trying to take credit for it now by, well, the GDP is up to 2.4%, and that's much higher than what we thought it was going to be, and it's because of Bidenomics and what we're doing. Yeah. Shut up, Joe. Now, President Joe Biden claims credit for the record job creation, which, by the way, the numbers he's using still don't bring back the jobs he lost since he took office. You know that, right?
Well, of course.
Right.
Yeah.
And most voters believe the economy has gotten worse since Joe Biden became president. Notice I said most voters, doesn't matter if they're Democrat or Republican or independent. Now, the latest national telephone and online survey from Rasmussen Reports finds that 37% of likely U.S. voters rate Biden good or excellent on his handling of the economy, down from 42% in April. Doesn't sound too bad in principle there, right?
Right.
While a majority, 51%, give him a poor rating. Therefore, the poors have it by 51% to 37%. The poors have it.
Well, exactly right. And certainly when you talk about Bidenomics, you know, this is just a brand name that they've come up with to try to, you know, think that, well, you know, everything Joe Biden's doing, the administration is doing, is really helping. And then they'll point to things like, well, we grew at 2.4%, you know, in the first quarter, basically, or in the second quarter, I should say. And so everything's getting better. We're not going to really see a recession. It's not bad. It's all going to be fine. And it's because of Joe Biden. And they're willing to say anything, but people can just do their own test, Captain, when they go to the grocery store, when they pay for their electricity bill, when they have to just pay all the stuff in their kitchen table budget. They know Bidenomics isn't working.
Well, here's the thing. Wait till the people see what the high price of gasoline does this next reporting period to inflation and to the economy and to his Bidenomics numbers. Because, ladies and gentlemen, U.S. retail gasoline prices reached their highest level since November. Average gasoline prices have risen by 13.4 cents in a week, 7 days from a week prior last week. Now, the current price for the average price of gasoline across the United States climbed to 371.4 cents per gallon yesterday, up from 368.7 the day before. So it went up 3 cents in 1 day. It's gone up 2 cents again today. I'm looking at it right now. And a week ago, just 7 days ago, gasoline was $3.58 a gallon. So there's your 13.4 cents right there. And this is the highest price we've seen yet this year. And it's the second highest price for this time of year over the last 10-year decade. Isn't that something?
It really is, and it will just continue to create the kind of ripples through the economy, prices of goods and services. You'll see more of these truck charges. You know, the truck charges will go up if you have a service call or something for someone has to come to your home or to your business. They'll put on that truck charge because of the fuel increase.
It's called a fuel surcharge, by the way.
That's right. Well, sometimes invoices, they'll call it a truck charge, but basically, it's a way of trying to offset those extra expenses that they have. They're not going to absorb them.
No.
They're going to pass them on to you.
All right, and we got a caller. I think I know who this is. Is this Mary?
Hey, good morning. Isn't the price of gas somehow all tied in with your electric bill? Because the electric bills are ridiculous this year. I never hear people talk about the electric bills, but my goodness, they are really going higher and higher every month. And I don't think it's just because it's hot outside. It's that fuel charge on there.
Let's just put it this way. The price of gasoline and diesel, most products get delivered by diesel trucks. So the price of gasoline and diesel being higher than gasoline, is causing everything to go up, period, because it brings on the fuel surcharge, and the fuel surcharge gets added to whatever it is they're delivering, and the stores have to raise that price. They have to pass that along to you, me, and everybody else.
It's there. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. All right, and that's the answer. And maybe we'll get through the year without a recession, but we sure as hell won't get rid of inflation.
Well, no, and, you know, I don't think you're going to hear the word recession, you know, in some kind of official capacity. And because typically, once you come out of recession, you don't really know you were really in it until you've come out of it, basically, and look back. But generally speaking, Captain, recession or no, people know what everything costs. They know what's happening to their finances. You can't hide that kind of thing because people talk to their neighbors, their friends, their coworkers. Everybody gets in the same boat. And so no matter if Biden walks out and says Bidenomics has saved the day, nobody's going to believe that.
The other thing that's going to happen is you're going to notice durable goods are going to drop down. Now, durable goods have picked up a little bit over the past reporting quarter because there was a little bit more money around. But now that gasoline is back up higher than it was before, you're going to see durable goods go down. That means, you know, somebody buying a phone, somebody buying a television, somebody buying a stereo system, somebody buying a chair, a couch, a living room set, whatever. They're not going to be doing it because they're not going to have the money. They're going to be paying gasoline surcharges as a result of that. That's what's going to happen. They're going to have to pay more for gas.
Pay more for gas, pay more for the groceries. And how about going out to eat? Well, probably not as much.
It's all included. It's all included. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they'll have to start making choices. So, no, they won't go buy that big screen TV or something. And it'll be interesting to see as we head towards the end of the year and the holiday season how the shopping goes with people wanting to perhaps hold on to their cash more.
Well, yeah, because you can't spend what you don't have.
Well, exactly. And again, I think it all has to do with making choices. And if they take a look and say, well, wait a minute, this administration is causing me to make some pretty hard choices, they might take a look and make another choice, as it were, for voting.
Right. Caller, hang on there. I'll talk to you in just a second. We're going to a break, top of the hour, and we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a Friday morning, and we're cooking with gas. Real gas.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.